I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I am officially at the age where, when I go outside at night now, I will wear long sleeves and long pants even if it's 95 degrees.
What? Because of mosquito bites?
Yeah,
because
I can't get eaten up anymore.
Just put bug spray on.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean doesn't work?
I mean, bug spray does not work.
I mean,
work.
It might not be 100%,
but it definitely works. Is the biggest lie ever. Does not work.
It's a conspiracy, man!
You're claiming the entire bug spray industry.
Yes.
Is false.
I'm saying to you that I am immune to bug spray. Doesn't work.
The tiki torches or scams.
Might as well be all these lessons you're trying to get sold for golf on Instagram. All these training tools. Bug spray. Lie.
They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Shout out Fillmore there.
Fillmore.
Yeah. Shout out Fillmore. You don't know Fillmore?
No.
Oh, man. Look at you.
No. Should I?
How many times have you watched Cars?
Is it
50?
My little cousin was obsessed with it when he was a little kid, but it's been 10 years, 12 years, 15 years.
That's Fillmore. That's George Carlin as the hippie love van.
Okay.
Right? I'll go with it.
I only remember Lightning McQueen, Mater, and... What was the blue car? The winner. He won all the time before Lightning.
The King?
The King.
Yeah.
It was just the King?
They call him the King.
Doc.
Doc's a different car.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad I got one of the names.
Doc's the Hudson Hornet.
Oh, okay, yeah,
everyone knows the Hudson Hornet.
Yep, okay.
You didn't forget Chick Hicks?
No, that's the mustache car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sally is the, yep, okay. I'm it's coming back to me
Sarge,
now.
Red.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, just the King. Strip Weathers.
Strip Weathers.
Who was voiced by Richard Petty, apparently. I did not know that.
Yep.
Cars. Don't I need to rewatch it? It was a great kids movie.
There's an underrated...
I loved it when I was, you know...
There's an underrated line in that movie where the King wins the race. Maybe it's the very first race. And the King's wife comes over to say, congratulations on your win. And he goes, yeah, man.
Yeah.
To his wife. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh. All right.
I would say Cars was probably my Michael Jordan last dance with cartoons and animated movies. Uh-oh. Animated films.
You're about to have the worst take I've ever heard, aren't you?
Like, you know, as the, being like, oh, I'm a kid, this movie is out, I've got mom, dad, can we go? I gotta go see it.
Okay.
Because I'm 10 when Cars comes out.
Okay.
So like I'm still right in the cartoon phase, I would say.
So how's that the Michael Jordan Last Dance?
Because I don't think I don't remember watching any of these after. Like, okay. Any of the Disney Pixar movies after that. Like, Cars would be the last one that would say, like, that's my childhood.
Oh, you're missing out. I mean, I watched these in adulthood.
I've watched a couple in adulthood more recently. Like, what's the one with all the feelings in...
Inside Out?
Inside Out. That's great.
Those are great. You've never seen Encanto?
I did. Me and my wife did this a couple, like in the last couple years. We, all these that we didn't see, let's go back and watch them. So I saw Encanto for the first time, like, in the last year or two.
Okay. Moana.
Brave for the first time. Moana for the first time. Yep.
All right.
Ran through all those.
Cars.
They were good. Yeah, they were
Cars
good.
Cars is great.
Cars is great.
Cars is great.
But there's like five of them now, isn't there?
There's three of them. The second one we don't talk about, and the third one is fine.
Second one because it wasn't good?
Yeah. The second one
it
is
stunk?
The second one's a mess.
Wow.
The second one of all, I don't know.
How could you possibly screw it up?
They did.
They
Racing
did?
Racing with spies.
Racing with spies and gunshots.
Sounds,
like, immediately,
sounds awesome.
It starts out with guns and like gunshots, and you're just like, yeah, all of a sudden the cars shoot each other and shoot at each other, and Michael Caine needs to be in it. Yeah, Cars
Michael
2.
Michael Caine is in it.
Yes, Michael Caine.
They try to turn it into The Dark Knight?
Kind. I mean, it's an international. It's bad. Very
right.
bad. It should be the universal worst sequel.
Wow.
That's
no,
how that's how bad on. It is. That's how bad it is. Cars 2.
I mean,
2. We watched it. We started it one time, and we're like, nope.
I mean, Iron Man 2 is a disaster of a movie. So it could. I would want to put that in the running. They rushed that one out. They didn't expect the first one to be as popular as it was. Like, guys, we've got to get a second one out.
I've got no memory of Iron Man 2.
That's good. It was a nightmare.
Look up worst sequels.
Anchorman 2 was a disaster.
Blues Brothers 2000 was one that I loved the original, and then that movie I wanted to cry after watching.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a Speed 2 I'm learning, where they're on a boat. That's probably bad. I'd not see that.
Okay.
Too early for the new Space Jam?
I mean, is that a sequel, though, or is that a remake? That's
like a reboot?
That might be reboot and sequel might be a little bit of a... If it qualifies, then I would put it in there.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Oh.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
With the same actors?
Yeah, I don't know if I think. I don't know.
Is Jim Carrey and Dumb and.
Yes.
It's called Dumb and Dumber.
It's the two of them again, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of this.
Can't capture that magic again.
No. Movies blow now.
Yeah, movies are. Well, I mean, there's lots of good movies, but.
Yeah,
when it comes to sequels, I mean, Cars 2.
I'm sure there's some good sequels out
Moana
there.
2, we walked out. My son and I did. My daughter and my wife stayed.
Walked out.
Yeah,
because the movie was bad.
Well. I didn't think it was all that good. He was scared by a scene. He's like, I want to get out of here. I was like, all right, it's fine. Sounds great.
We're good to go.
I was losing interest. We went out for ice cream instead.
How was the Jaws sequel? Yeah, we've done this before.
Well, there are also four
the shark,
of them.
The shark eats a person, and then we're hunting down the shark, and then that's the story, right?
Jaws 2 is called Jaws the Revenge.
So, as in the shark gets the revenge?
Presumably, yeah.
Doesn't the shark, spoiler alert for a movie that was 50 years ago, doesn't Jaws die at the end of the first episode, the first
whichever
movie?
One has the underwater park is a good one. I'm going with that one's good for Jaws.
Okay.
I don't.
Let's see. Good or bad sequel? Caddyshack 2?
Bad.
Grease 2?
I don't know.
Son of the Mask?
Probably terrible.
Probably.
Godfather 2? Zoolander 2? I know there was a Zoolander 2. Legally Blonde 2? Somehow is in this list.
It's tough.
Maybe they're all bad.
They're not all bad, but it's mostly bad. There's the occasional
Die Hard 2.
The second one is better than the first because you didn't maybe even know about the first one. I would go with that.
Oh.
You go like Lethal Weapon 2, Terminator 2.
The Dark Knight is a great
the
sequel.
The Dark Knight's a great sequel.
That's probably the best one.
The all-time best one.
It's going to be tough to top for number one. Empire Strikes Back.
That's great.
Ooh.
Aliens.
I do feel like a sequel that's part of 10 movies isn't quite the same. Like Star Wars made 100 movies. Oh, the second one was. It's part of a larger story.
Well, did George Lucas know back then that he was going to have that many films?
No.
Did he know he was going to have three?
Probably. Yes. He knew he was going to have three. He didn't know that 30 years later he would make three more. And a generation would somehow think they were good.
Right.
That would be your generation. That
My generation.
That those three are good.
Fantastic. They're fantastic movies.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he did know that. That's why I put him out. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm wearing an Arsenal jersey. And I will be for every day for the next 4 days to celebrate, A, the start of the Premier League season, and B, the effort to convince Owen to pick Arsenal as his favorite team.
You're working against yourself. Look at these brash Arsenal fans over here.
They
won nothing last year, and they're parading around like they won the title.
Those are pretty sweet. I saw Jeremy walking with that this morning. Uh-huh. I did get a long message from a close friend of mine who is also a Liverpool fan, Joe.
Interesting.
With lots of pictures and a lot of very convincing material. So,
yeah. It was terrible. You know,
the battle is on.
Listen, I would even say, though, as a Liverpool fan, I would not even try to convince you to be a Liverpool fan because they just won.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then, I just know going in, it's how do I convince somebody, hey, you should be a fan of this team that just won the championship 3 months ago?
I think there's
it's a tough sell.
There's a good Bills comparison here, and that is simply this. Because when's the last time you heard the word bandwagon? The Bills have been good.
It's been a minute.
They've been so good for so long, you can't even really accuse anybody. I don't even hear anybody accusing anyone of being on the bandwagon. Is it maybe
like on the Bills bandwagon?
Yeah.
Thing.
Is the last time you heard someone say, like, these bandwagon fans? Because they've been awesome for 67 years.
Yeah.
And let's apply this same question that Owen is wrestling with about, like, he's going to decide to pick a Premier League team. If you had someone... I'm ready to watch the NFL. Who should I pick? Are you allowed to pick the Bills? Are they too close?
No, they haven't won.
They haven't won.
Yeah, I think
so. It's okay if they haven't won.
Yes, I think if they've never won it, especially they've never won it. But
I don't want a good. I mean, never is
no. Like I would empathize with a fan base that's never won a title before. Like why did I root for Cleveland to beat the Warriors in the finals? Because they had never won one before.
Right, but a fan base that's never won a title. Have the Colts won a title? Yes.
Sure.
Has their fan base won a title? Was anybody alive?
I mean, it was 18 years ago.
Sorry, I forgot about that one. I was going all the way back to Super Bowl V.
Okay.
The point is...
Oh, so like the Jets, for instance.
Sure, the Jets. Yeah, they have one. Like,
right.
Come on.
No, like, I would naturally, like, as time goes, like, you haven't won in 60 years? Like, okay, like, to me, that's almost the same. But if you won 10, 15 years ago, then, it's going to be a little harder for me. Why did I root for the Lions in past, like, NFC championships? Because there's a 70-year-old season ticket holder who saw one playoff game in his life.
Right. So that would separate the Bills and the Ravens, because the Bills and Ravens are about the same team right now, living the same life.
Yes.
And the Ravens have Super Bowls.
They have two. I would if I were picking a team right now in the middle of nowhere America that's got no team, I would pick the Bills over the Ravens. And that would be part of it. The only thing might be who I like watching more between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
That's probably who it comes down to for a lot of people.
Probably is the first thing, but
which
if it's close at all, I'm probably picking the team that has never won it before versus the other team that's won it twice.
Yeah. The Lions here, a popular pick if you're going with the haven't won anything route, because they haven't won anything.
No,
and
nothing.
And that includes like not a lot of playoff games in 50 years. So that's a team that's not won a lot.
That's right.
I wonder about the Bills. You know, they've probably picked up fans internationally around the world, Australia, Italy.
Yeah.
As, the NFL tries to globalize and all that, and they've been on TV a lot. The number one way to gain fans in any sport is to get on television. That's how the Braves became a mega team in the 90s. They were on television.
They're on TBS.
They're on TBS. I had a television that had a dial, click, 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 click the dial, and it got Channel 4, which is where the Braves were when I was 12.
Yeah.
So it sounds terrible to say, but I feel like it's not that unusual. If you were of a certain age and the team you watched went to a channel that your TV didn't get, you just became a fan of a different team. That was me. I grew up watching the Mets first.
Mm-hmm.
Mets are on channel 7 WWOR.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cable channel shuffles stuff, and I don't get the Mets anymore, and now I get the Braves. And what did I do?
Start watching the Braves?
I became a Braves fan.
Wow.
Because that's the team I can get. You couldn't sign up for Paramount Plus. it's 1991.
Uh-huh.
And the Braves got good, and they were on every night. And not a lot of teams were on every night. It might have been them and the Yankees. Maybe the Cubs. WSTN, WPIX, I don't know, old-timers.
The Pirates on or something?
The Pirates were not on. No. I mean, all this is happening in the Syracuse area, so that's where I grew up.
Right.
So
when is that change happening for you? Then Mets are no longer on TV.
From Mets to Braves?
Yeah.
Mets went from Channel 7 to wherever they went. I just know I didn't get it.
Like, but there wasn't enough time in your childhood to build up enough where, like, I'm just, like, I can't change now. I'm a Mets fan. Because, like, if you're 12, 13, maybe. 14,
I live in
15
Syracuse,
years old,
New York.
Yeah.
Close. I live in the middle of New York State. I actually went to a Mets game when I might have been 10.
Yep.
But they're not on TV anymore. If you could not,
how are you gonna follow? You're listening on the radio.
If you could not see the Bills, I know. Imagine that, right? You can't imagine that in today's media landscape.
No,
all of a sudden, you can't see them, and you can't get their radio games. What do you guys like? Wait for the paper every day. Like the team I like won. I guess that's how generations did do that. But if there's a team available to you on your television, you start watching that team. Especially if you just like baseball. If you like baseball.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This might be something for, not football, not hockey, but how are there so many Yankee fans here? Is it because they were on television?
Oh, sure.
And their moms or dads watch the Yankees, and why was that? Because they were on TV? Why is Notre Dame popular? They're on TV.
They're on TV.
That's it. Notre Dame's got a national fan base. How'd they get it? Because their games were on Sundays, or sorry, Saturdays on NBC.
So I'd like to believe then is that all those Yankees, Lakers, Notre Dame, Cowboy fans, those are it's being evened out a little bit, maybe more these days, because now you can see anybody you want.
Yes, I think that's probably right. That the era of pick who the TV picks for me. Has at least
this guy, it's like
has
over.
Been balanced.
Yeah,
I think
now, if anything, like some of those teams. Maybe this is how I'm geared. I don't know if everybody's geared this way. Is the Cowboys are on again? I hate them. They're the worst. They're not deserving. They're on national television, like you know, every other week.
Yeah. Well. So are the Bills.
That can go the other way.
So are the Bills.
That's right.
So are the Chiefs.
But
Eagles.
The Bills, it does feel more like they've earned it more.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they are exciting to watch. They are constantly a Super Bowl contender in the last 6-7 years, whereas, like, a Dallas example or Chicago has been this forever. It just feels like you're just putting this team on because of the market size. And networks are going to do that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it now because I've got a mid-football team in front of my face because you got to put them on every other week. And the Bills are the opposite of that. The Bills are, right, like, if a kid is becoming a fan of whatever team, I can't, especially the last couple years, I can't imagine not picking the Ravens or the Bills. Right? These two quarterbacks are they not the two most, is it arguable they're the two most exciting quarterbacks to ever watch play football? Because of the combination of running and the way they throw the ball, like, exciting is not the best, right? Like, you know, the running part of it, the athleticism part of it is being baked in a lot here. But, like, when Michael Vick is on the Falcons, everybody that was my age loved Michael Vick because he was exciting, because he was the fastest person on the field. And I have to imagine kids now are doing that with Allen and Jackson.
Yeah, I think so.
More than they're doing it with Mahomes.
Then again, Mahomes wins, and, you know, that's exciting.
Yeah, but then you're a bandwagoner.
There's a quote, a couple quotes here from Tom Brady, who was speaking with Joel Klatt of on the Joel Klatt show.
On Fox.
Makes sense, Joel Klatt's there. Did you see the comments?
No.
It's about Mahomes, Brady. He just got a statue, Mahomes. Or sorry, Brady did. Mahomes probably will. But Brady's got a statue, and there are some quotes in here that you decide if they are nothing or if you could get Tom Brady, you know, at a bar with a beer, what he would say about it. He's asked about the quarterbacks in the league. He's a minority owner of the Raiders, by the way, and making comments about Mahomes. Like, is that allowed? Anyway, are there any quarterbacks he respects for how they go about their business? Remind him of himself. Brady said, Mahomes.
Okay.
Only Mahomes. And what he said was, everyone wants to win, but what are the habits and the daily habits and the actionable things you need to do every day to put your team in a position to win? Patrick Mahomes, to me, is the one that does that the most often because who he is, obviously his physical talent, how he understands what he needs to do offensively, brings a consistent winning attitude to work every single day. In the biggest moments, you can depend on him. There's other guys that are still developing. They need to prove it before, in my mind, I can say he's done it. That's not my saying much. They've all shown flashes of amazing things. They're all great players. All of them can make tremendous plays. At some point, they need to take the next step and take, in my mind, more ownership of what they're doing in terms of the organizational level to do more things to empower more people, to get more people on that train or that bus with you to head in the direction you want to go. Only Mahomes. Is that just because he won?
That's really how it feels. Like, what does he do differently? Habits and whatnot that he's talking about that
Lamar,
he's saying
or
Lamar
Allen
or Josh don't do. Like, one thing I thought of immediately, you know, not to criticize Mahomes for this, but what did Brady do throughout his entire career? He had a nuts nutrition plan, right? Like, where he wouldn't eat a strawberry, you know, didn't have a beer for 15 years. Like, he was crazy about his nutrition. And do people just know Patrick Mahomes has, like, a weird ketchup obsession? You know this?
I did not know this.
He eats ketchup sandwiches. He puts it on mac and cheese and steak, like, all over. Like, he's got – I'm not saying he's a problem for this, but I've seen him talk about, like, going to Whataburger and stuff. So, again, like, he's fine. It's working. But I would think Brady, of all people, would be like, that's not how I did it.
He goes on. He says more. The quarterback's, in many ways, the CEO of the team.
Yeah.
You have to have the ability and the belief from the entire team, offensively, defensively, and how you act every day matters to all three phases of the game.
Yeah.
You don't just punch the clock. You don't just punch the clock. I did my job. I threw 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning? What are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I used to do game plans. I used to walk in and say, here's the things we're doing. I used to walk in and do my own walkthroughs. I used to say, all right, guys, I don't give a bleep if the coaches want to come. We're doing our own walkthrough.
See, now that is something. I don't know. Is Mahomes like that? Do people think Mahomes is like what Brady just described there? Because that is something that I wonder about Allen, if he is that way at all. Brady very much, especially at the end, became all of what that just sounded like. Like, I'm running the show here, and this is what we're doing game plan wise. And hey, you should go trade for this guy. And why does Antonio Brown go to the Patriots for 2 weeks? Because Brady wanted him. Like, you got to go get this guy. I need this type of receiver. There's a lot of that with Brady. And I don't know what Allen is like in that department these days. Like, Allen comes off as usually like one of the guys. And, you know, 1/11th, he'll talk that way. And he leaves that up to the coaches and the personnel department. I do also have, you know, it feeling like Kincaid and Coleman were Allen picks to some degree. So there's that. But I don't know that he's got his hands on. Do you feel like Allen's got his hands on the operation the way Brady would make it seem that he did at the end?
I don't know.
Because I don't feel that way. The way Rodgers did in Green Bay or with the Jets too.
I feel like there's a way to ask this about Allen without, again, like, I don't I don't want to sound like we're coming for him, but I had a conversation maybe at camp, after camp. The McDermott and the Bean conversation, people sometimes want to know, like, oh, if it doesn't work, what will change? You and I were joking yesterday. Seth Walder predicts the Bills to win the Super Bowl in 2027. And I said, do they have the same coach? Do they have the same front office? Maybe, maybe not. Who, whatever. These are just, you know, random predictions. I guess the question I would ask if I'm out, you know, asking people about Allen is, do you want him to have it in him to say we need to make a change? Like, at the top? Do you want that in him at all? Because I don't know that it is. Would he ever go to someone and say, McDermott's not going to get it done? Sometimes people want to talk about how the Bills could change their coach, and that's always entertained as well. I mean, if the franchise quarterback says something in an NFL franchise, that usually lands. And I don't know that Allen has that pitch, and I don't know that anybody wants him to. I'm sure there are some. It's probably a confirm your prior situation, right? If you want a new coach, you hope Allen is the one to say, this isn't good enough. And if you don't think there's a problem, you don't want that. And there's cautionary tales, of course, of quarterbacks that, you know, might have done that and not gotten away with it. But that's the only thing out of these Brady quotes about Mahomes that I think. And again, it's not like Mahomes has done that or has had to do that. He showed up with his coach, and they won right away, and they're forever entrenched as all-time greats as a pair. So he never had to really do that.
No.
Not that Allen will have to, but to me, that's like the elephant in the room conversation about this. Do you want him to have that trait?
Yeah. I think I do, even though I don't want him to use it yet. Is that fair to say? Like, yes. I don't want him to use it right now. Like, I don't think there's a need for that yet. But I do want him to possess the ability to play that card if he needs to, because if they ever need to make a change or it's ever time to make a change, I don't know that anybody would make it other than him. Like, he would be the only way that it happens. I think without Allen going to the organization and saying, hey, I think it's time to make a change, I don't know that they would ever make a change. And I do not need them to fire either Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean or have any desire to see them do that right now. But I also don't believe they should get Josh Allen's entire career if they don't win. And I don't think anybody is able to make that call except for Josh Allen, because I don't believe ownership would do it. So I think it would have to come from the quarterback. So I want him to possess that ability, yes. Because he's the only one that it matters.
803-0550. If you have a thought on this, just kind of found our way there.
Yes, just like stumbled upon it.
Yeah. Coming up today, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic on the Bears. The Bills go to Chicago this week to practice with the Bears and play a game against the Bears. That'll be on Sunday night, Sunday, 8 o'clock. There are no preseason games until Friday. Huge mistake, NFL. I would have watched something last night. Told you. Would have watched a game. Didn't, though. Instead, we wait till Friday for more preseason action. And contract watch continues on like 4 or 5 big names in the NFL. It'd be different if it were only Cook, wouldn't it? But we have a handful of players that are going through
this. There's still no update on Trey Hendrickson?
Nope.
Or anything?
Nothing on Hendrickson.
Micah Parsons.
Cam Hayward. He entered the fray late.
Right.
Cam Hayward kind of started to do it the same way that Cook did, which is, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm holding out too. Holding in.
All right.
803-0550 if you want to join us. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.